EFT for fear of being seen or more visible. So for most of us, in order to earn more, bring in more in our businesses, we would benefit from allowing ourselves to be seen, to be more visible. We need to let people see us shine, to stand out and show the value of our services. And we get a lot of mixed messages growing up. And in many instances, the way that we may have gotten attention as children could have been when we were reprimanded, when we did something that we weren't supposed to. You know, unfortunately, we tend to be acknowledged more often, even with our bosses and, you know, in our professional lives, when something's going wrong and not when something's going right. And so understandably, we have a lot of mixed messages and mixed feelings when it comes to being visible and being seen. And that can lead to struggling with charging our worth, to feeling conflicted over standing out more when we're sharing about our business or our services. And often we do have a very old belief or a commitment to not stand fully in our own brilliance, or that it's not safe or it's not okay in some way to really shine, you know, to as the brilliant light, as the unique person that we are. And it's like Marianne Williamson says in one of my favorite quotes from her, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure." And so it's our light and not our darkness that most frightens us. And so when you're working with clients, you may have run into this issue. And if you're working with people in a healing capacity, then know that if you haven't cleared this in yourself, then you won't be able to clear this for a client. So we're going to do some tapping today to shift that. And I encourage you to change the language here so that it resonates for you, and take full responsibility for your own health and well-being. So let's see if we can lessen the intensity of any fear of being visible. And just allow yourself to tap in, connect, and be aware of any fear, hesitation you may have of being fully seen for the awesome person that you are and the valuable services that you're providing, the products you're providing in your business. And go ahead and rate it on a scale of 1 to 10. And now we're going to start tapping on the karate chop point side of the hand. Repeat after me. Even though there's a part of me that's afraid of being seen, I choose to love myself completely just as I am. Even though a part of me is afraid of being more visible, I choose to love and honor myself. Even though a part of me is afraid of being more visible, and that part of me tells me to hide, or that it's not safe to be seen, I choose to accept myself exactly where I am today. Even though I'm afraid to be more visible in my business and in my life, I choose to deeply and completely love, honor, and accept myself and anyone else who's taught me this. When I think about standing out and shining, it sounds good, but it also triggers some anxiety and stress. And even though it does this, I'm choosing to love, honor, and accept myself fully. Take a deep breath, sigh it out, resetting the nervous system, and then we're going to begin tapping through the points, starting on the top of the head. The thought of being seen by more people more clearly between the eyes, shining and standing in my own brilliance outside of the eye. Does that mean I have to toot my own horn? under the eye and act like I think I'm great. Under the nose, and let everybody compliment me and my business. On the chin. That doesn't feel very good to me right now. Collarbone. It does not feel safe. Under the arm. I may get criticized. Top of the head. Some people may not like what I have to say. Between the eyes or the way I say it. Outside of the eye. I may feel embarrassed or ashamed. Under the eye. And that certainly does not feel safe. Under the nose. And what if I allow people to see me more, to be more visible? Chin. And I find that I'm not good enough. Collarbone. It's just not worth the risk. Under the arm. And that's why I play small sometimes. Top of the head. Maybe not exactly small, but smaller than I know I am. Between the eyes. Because part of me feels it's just not worth the risk. Outside of the eye. This part of me that has a vow to be hidden, almost invisible. Under the eye, or at least not to shine my brightest. Under the nose, I'm just going to honor that part of me. On the chin, and give myself permission to breathe into it. Collarbone. I know it's trying to keep me safe. Under the arm. I'm going to allow myself to feel a little safer being seen. Top of the head, a little safer being awesome. Between the eyes, a little safer being me. Outside of the eyes, a little safer sharing my gifts. Under the eye, a little safer sharing about my business and my services. Under the nose, and I'm open to doing this from an authentic, empowered place. Pause for a moment, take a deep breath in. Sigh it out. And you can pause here if you feel it shifted or keep tapping along and do this as often as you need. So if you're ready to keep tapping on the chin, all this fear of being more visible. Collarbone, all this fear of being seen. Under the arm, part of me is still afraid it's not safe. Top of the head, part of me still wants to hide. Between the eyes, because there's still a risk that if I'm seen, outside of the eye, I'm going to be hurt in some way. Under the eye. And when I think about being more successful, under the nose, in different areas of my life, on the chin, it may require me to be more visible. collarbone, it may result in me being more visible. Under the arm, and I'm not sure that's going to work for me. Top of the head, part of me needs to stay under the radar. Between the eyes, where it's safer. Outside of the eye, part of me still prefers not to be seen. Under the eye, all this fear of being seen. Under the nose, all this fear of succeeding. On the chin, I choose to clear this fear now. Collarbone, clearing it at a cellular level. Under the arm, clearing it all the way back through my past. Top of the head, back through all the times in my life where I got the message that it wasn't safe to be seen. Between the eyes, all the times I got hurt because I was seen. Outside of the eye, all those times when I got the message. Under the eye, that I needed to hide to protect myself. Under the nose, and no matter what the circumstances were, chin, the message I got was that it wasn't safe to be seen. Collarbone, and it's really getting in my way now. Under the arm, now that I want to take my business and my life to another level. Top of the head, so I'm opening myself up to the possibility. Between the eyes, that I can handle being more visible. Outside of the eyes, I've come a long way since then. Under the eye, I can take better care of myself. Under the nose, I can find healthier ways to keep myself safe. On the chin, so I'm clearing this old fear. Collarbone, because I have gifts to share with the world. Under the arm, because I have customers and clients to serve. Top of the head, and I deserve to be seen. Between the eyes, and those that are interested in my services deserve to know they're available. Outside of the eye, I can decide how visible I am. Under the eye, and I can decide how visible my business and services are. Under the nose, and I trust that I can handle more visibility than I have right now. On the chin, clearing this old fear that I'm going to be hurt in some way. Collarbone, clearing the pain from any past hurt. Under the arm, clearing all this old pain and fear. Top of the head that I hang on to protect myself. Between the eyes, I love and acknowledge that part of me that is trying to protect me. Outside of the eye, yet it's costing me too. Under the nose, it's costing me income in my business. On the chin, it's costing me the ability to reach more ideal clients with my services. collarbone. It's costing me the ability to share and to serve in a bigger way. Under the arm. So I'm setting myself free. Top of the head. I can handle being more visible. Between the eyes. And I'm allowing myself greater success. Outside of the eye. In my work and in my life. Under the eye, in body, mind, and spirit. That was a lot of tapping, so take a deep breath in and really whoosh the air out powerfully, resetting your nervous system. And keeping in mind how fun it is and how good it feels when you do something you know was great, and you know you helped other people, you provided a valuable service. And so this is really about you standing in your own awesomeness and your own brilliance in a way that's fun, in a way that feels passionate, that helps you feel more alive while you're helping others in your own unique way, in the way you do that in your business and in the way you do that in your life. And know that any vow, any subconscious agreement not to shine has and does cost us money in our businesses. And so I encourage you to come back to this tapping routine if it resonates for you and do it as often as you need to continue to clear any old subconscious beliefs that just aren't serving you anymore. And I hope this is helpful to you and that you have a great day.